This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, May 9th. Well, we're over 85% through the first quarter announcement season, and the results have been stunning. Sales are running over 2.5% higher than analyst estimates. Earnings are running a little more than 7% better than analyst estimates. A weaker U.S. dollar has definitely helped many multinational companies report better than expected results. And the domestic energy sector had shockingly strong results. Even some natural gas companies did with very low natural gas prices. So the Wall Street Journal had a great article on how all the big energy giants are sitting on record amounts of cash. Whether that cash is going to be returned to shareholders in dividends or buybacks is a little uncertain. Some of the big majors may decide to proceed to do some acquisitions. But overall, I'm very, very pleased with this earnings announcement season. Most stocks have popped in the wake of their better than expected earnings. Some have also given great guidance, and that has also helped quite a bit. So we don't have to worry about recession fears, that's for sure. The Atlanta Fed reiterated that expecting second quarter GDP growth to run at a 2.7% annual pace. As far as global growth is concerned, you know, China's exports did slip. Their purchasing manager index did slip. But they have their own Labor Day holiday over there. And the Chinese are all out and about traveling. So whether that's a post-pandemic thing or not, it's a good sign that China's now demanding more energy. It's also a good sign that their domestic economy may grow from consumption. So the only thing that's really hanging over the market is this deficit ceiling. And, of course, there's a meeting today at the White House between House Speaker McCarthy and President Biden. And this meeting is shaping up to be a pretty big deal. And as a minimum, we're hoping after the meeting that if they don't agree to a ceiling hike, that that Speaker McCarthy will say, quote unquote, that progress is being made. You know, the deficit ceiling is a political football. And since next year is an election year, both sides are seeking to score political points. But the Biden administration has the most to lose because it would be unfortunate if the deficit ceiling increase was muddled up by politics and things like that. So obviously Speaker McCarthy wants some spending restraints put on. So the main thing is if bond yields don't panic, we shouldn't panic. Now, speaking of panicking, the regional banking crisis is starting to return. You may know that the regional banks, PacWest and the Western Alliance, are the ones that put themselves out to bid last week. And then they had an incredible rally. And now today they're going to open up a little on the soft side. So, you know, Wall Street is manic, okay? One week it'll think that there's a crisis. Next week it thinks everything's fine. But the regional banking crisis is starting to return, okay? That's going to put downward pressure on Treasury yields, and that's going to muddle up things a bit. I do want to reiterate this. These banking problems are very simple. They're caused by mark-to-market accounting. When I was a banking analyst, and if a company invested improperly in long-term treasuries or longer-term investments, we did not force mark-to-market accounting when I was a banking analyst back in the late 70s, early 80s. We just looked at the cash flow. Nowadays, they look at the valuations, and they demand instant liquidity. And so this is a function of mark-to-market accounting, and I don't think it's that wise, but that's what they did under Dodd-Frank. The second thing is obviously wealthy people want to get high yields, okay? And so if a bank doesn't pay high enough yields, the money goes somewhere else. And of course, if the bank has any rumblings of a problem, some of the depositors may flee anyway. So, but this banking crisis is not caused by bad loans. It's caused by risk management, mark-to-market accounting, and an inverted yield curve, period. So it'll be interesting to see how this all gets resolved. But I do want you to know the market will not be as strong today as it has been in recent days, just because these regional banks are trying to ruin the party again. So don't let that bother you. The big news this week will be the inflation reports. CPI is on Wednesday. Producer prices, I believe, are on Thursday. We want to see some progress. The actual inflation rates aren't expected to fall too much, but we want to see the components fall. So in the CPI, you want to see owner's equivalent rent fall, or at least decelerate. And then on the producer price index, which has fallen for the past 2 months, you want to see service costs continue to fall. They fell 0.3% in March. So hopefully we'll get some good inflation news this week. That'll take more pressure off the Fed to raise rates. And as far as I'm concerned, the Fed's done. They shouldn't raise rates anymore. In fact, they shouldn't raise rates last week, but they did. And the bottom line is it's now time to focus on the economic recovery. Economic activity definitely is picking up because the weather's good. We do tend to rally into in the spring and the summer months. And, of course, people get out and about more. So and that's why I'm so positive on the energy stocks we have, because demand goes up. And you're going to see that Memorial Day weekend. You'll see it 4th of July weekend. And so that's good. Now, as far as the supply of oil is concerned, it's interesting. Russia is supposed to be cutting back, but they're dumping a lot of oil on world markets. So that's an interesting thing. North America and Latin America are producing more oil. And so at least we're invested in those places. So that's good for us. So the inventories have come down quite a bit, but I'm not too worried about that, because we're going to profit from tight supplies. So that's it, everybody. I'll keep up in these podcasts on tomorrow after the CPI report, and then on Thursday after the PPI report. So I'll be talking to you in the next couple of days. Take care, everybody. Louie Navalier.